The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jackson Dell Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today we have multiple guests. We have high school principal Matt Maple, and I do believe we have a student joining us today here on the show. This podcast is sponsored exclusively by Civista Bank, with Ripley County offices in Milan, Versailles, and Osgood. From personal to business banking, Civista has been helping generations of families and businesses achieve their financial goals for 138 years. Whether you choose to visit one of their nearby offices or bank on the go with the Civista mobile app, you can be confident they are looking out for you. Follow them on Facebook, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. Member FDIC, that's Civista Bank, focused on you. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for schools around the country. However, this edition of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Jackson Dell Schools. Well, Matt, I welcome you to Super Chat. At Jackson Dell, you offer students the opportunity to explore the entire topic of entrepreneurship. I think by its very nature and at its core, and I know from experience that entrepreneurship involves a fair amount of what I like to term free-range thinking and coloring outside the lines almost on a consistent basis. True entrepreneurs are oftentimes considered disruptors because they break numerous traditional molds of how things have been or still are current day. So can you describe some of the approaches and courses you deploy with your students that helps enhance their engagement with entrepreneurial thinking?
Sure, Gary, and thanks for having me. I think at Jackson Dell, being a small rural school, we continue to investigate and modify our master schedule to our student needs. So the entrepreneurship class kind of developed over a course of the last 2 years based on a group of students who kind of not necessarily ran out of electives, but maybe meaningful electives to what they want to do post-secondary. We talk a lot about grade 13. So when they graduate high school, we like to tell them there's basically three options. They're going to the military, going to the workforce, or going to college. And some of our students could mirror a lot of those together. And that entrepreneurship is so important to allow that flexibility and creativity and embrace that creativity of our students.
Mm-hmm. Has your school experienced a good amount of interest in entrepreneurship on the part of your students as a future life pursuit?
So I think it's a newer class for us. So with a lot of the graduation changes that are in flux right now at the state level in Indiana, we're kind of bouncing ideas around. And the great thing about the new graduation requirements is the flexibility is allowing schools to do. So entrepreneurship class has been around for a little bit, but now it's gotten to the point where we can kind of specialize those entrepreneurial tracks and those pathways for students because of the new flexibility allowance by our state. So it is a newer course for us. So any new course takes some time to maybe gain some steam. And I think we start our course selection stuff with our students in January. So it'll be interesting to see how many students take that course for the 25-26 school year.
Yeah, of course. Well, what is the background of most of your teachers who are teaching the entrepreneurship courses or are planning to? Are they your business class teachers? Or tell me about that.
Yeah, sure. So we have, being a small school, and it's amazing our course offerings that we have for our students being such a small school. We have many elective teachers. Most of our entrepreneurship stuff will come out of our elective departments. So, for instance, our project lead the way teacher may have a section of a student who wants to go into aerospace engineering. And we may not offer that just simply because we only have one or two students that want to take that course. Well, what will happen is our project lead the way teacher then will take an entrepreneurship and basically design a curriculum around where that student's needs and interests are. So mainly our entrepreneurial information and course works are coming out of our elective teachers. And in saying that, Gary, we also have a veteran staff, and with the veteran staff, they know the importance of flexibility on their end and meeting students where they're at. So it's been a good fit for our staff and obviously for our students as well.
Well, I think this sounds like an exciting focus to be taking on. And the courses, yes, they are important as to what you offer students. Good information, Matt. I'd like to turn, though, at this time to a student guest you have joining us on the show today. Introduce yourself to our listeners, please.
Hi, my name's Aviana.
Aviana, welcome to Super Chat. It's my understanding that you have an entrepreneurial project you are working on. So can you drill things down and describe the details of your project and what your interest is in this?
So the entrepreneurship class stemmed from the DICE Challenge last year, which me and Sophia Sullivan and Emma Gober participated in last year. And that was a very, very interesting experience, and it provided a lot of new information and really good learning experiences for all of us, I think. And with the entrepreneurship class, it takes the aspects of the DICE Challenge and the entrepreneurship that we learned through that course and takes it to a new level. So far, we've done a lot of floral design because that's what we stemmed off with the DICE Challenge, but we do plan to move on to more entrepreneur-based activities.
Yeah, of course. Well, what kinds of assistance, advice, or direction have you received from outside business people or your teachers, either one?
We went to the Lawrenceburg Ivy Tech, and we learned a lot from people that have businesses, that own businesses, especially small businesses, and we learned a lot about how they run, how they have learned to make ends meet and really make their businesses thrive. That really helped.
Well, does business ownership and operations have a history in your family by chance?
My grandfather owns a construction business.
Well, that counts. Well, what do you suppose it is about entrepreneurship specifically that piques your interest? What aspect of it?
I think the time and the will to want to do something, to make a change and to do these things is really what piques my interest with entrepreneurship, to do something on your own and create something.
Well, do you have any specific plans for after graduation from high school?
I don't plan on majoring in entrepreneurship, but I do plan on going into an agricultural major.
I see. Well, that can very much take on a business model, don't you think?
Yes, it can.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people who don't know anything about ag, what they don't realize is just how technical it is.
Oh,
today.
Yeah.
Right. Well, what do your family members think of your focused business and entrepreneurship that you're experiencing right now?
I'm getting a lot of questions about it, mostly because they have very old views of what entrepreneurship looks like. And with this new course, it's taking a lot of new ideas and reforming them.
Mm-hmm. Well, Aviana, I wish you success in your future endeavors, whatever they may be.
Thank you very much.
And I will leave you with this thought. If something is easy to accomplish, everyone would do it. And just never give up. Whatever you pursue, always believe and convince yourself your success is just around the corner. And that's the best advice I think I could give you.
All right.
Well, Matt, Aviana, this has been a wonderful conversation today. And personally, I can't think of another topic that I find so invigorating. It makes me want to jump off and create something, actually. I'd like to take this opportunity, however, to wish all of you and our listeners a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Matt, Aviana, I thank you both for joining me today here on Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary.
Listeners, this program is a good one to share with your school-connected friends. Please copy and post the link for this show on your favorite social media platforms. We thank our sponsor, Civista Bank, for supporting this monthly program. You can follow Civista on social media, and I suggest that you check out their mobile banking app, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. And the very next time you are in your local Civista branch location, let them know just how much you appreciate their support of Super Chat for Jacksonville Schools. If you come up with a comment or a specific question for us right here in Studio Number 7, share it with us. Email us, shout@theflypod.com. So for Jacksonville Community Schools and the Flypod Media Network, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our monthly program comes to you year-round on your portable media device or computer. Thank you for joining us today here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jacksonville Community Schools.